with Anna DeBlatzis, WGN. Richard Roper is here. We've got, first of all, let's go through this, because now you worked your fingers to the bone here, Richard Roper. By the way, you've before we go any further, may I mention the book?
Sure.
All right. Richard has just published a book that is available on
the Kindle. Get it on the Kindle there. It's in what they call the e-book, the Instabook. It's 666 reasons not to vote for Donald Trump.
All right. So now you know where he's coming from. But yes. but knowing that.
There's really about 780 in there. I had to double up a couple of times. But yes, now you know where I'm coming. I think that's pretty clear. But I like crunching the numbers, Rowan. And I've done this every election going back quite a ways. In 2012, which admittedly we saw where it was going, but I got 49 out of 50 states right. I missed on Florida. I thought Mitt Romney would carry Florida, and Barack Obama ended up winning Florida 50-49% in a close race in Florida. It was not a close race, obviously, the election itself. So I missed one state. So let's just go quickly. I'm just going to give you state by state alphabetically what's going to happen. Then I'll give you the final tally.
Okay.
And then you can all calm down, all right?
All right.
You know, keep calm and listen
on
to me.
So here we go. That's exactly what Donald Trump said.
And it's interesting because a lot of times alphabetically you get a lot of clusters where the states next to each other all go for one candidate. So we start off with Alabama and Alaska will go to Trump. Arizona will go to Clinton. Arkansas will go to Trump. But then California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Florida will all go to Clinton.
Ooh, you
Florida,
think she's sweep,
Florida,
yeah. Pretty much.
Georgia goes to Trump.
Okay.
Barack Obama's alleged home state of Hawaii will go to Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Idaho goes to Trump. Illinois, and it's 20 electoral votes.
Right.
Proudly will cast its ballot, of course, for Park Ridge's own Hillary Clinton.
Now, you said Arizona goes to him, right?
No, you said her, didn't you?
No, Arizona will go to Hillary Clinton, actually.
Wow.
Illinois to Clinton, obviously.
So this,
Indiana,
yeah.
Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, all to Trump.
Okay.
Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, and Minnesota all go to Clinton.
Huh.
Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska go to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey. It's just convenient this way, too. But it's true. Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, of course, all go to Clinton. North Carolina goes to Clinton.
Ooh.
Wow.
North Dakota to Trump. Ohio to Clinton. Oklahoma to Trump. Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Clinton, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah go to Trump. Vermont, Virginia, Washington go to Obama. West Virginia to Trump. Wisconsin goes to Clinton. And Wyoming goes to Trump.
What did you say about Nevada?
Nevada will go to Hillary Clinton.
Okay, this will be one of the greatest electoral smashes of all time. 347-185.
I've got 352-186. I might have skipped over one or two.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I missed New Hampshire. Where'd you go? Yeah. You went with her?
New Hampshire. I think I skipped over that. New Hampshire goes to Hillary Clinton. 352-186 in favor of Hillary Clinton. I think what's happening is that a lot of pollsters are hedging their bets because they're so afraid of being wrong. It's very different. Back in the day, you could be wrong and it wouldn't just stick to the internet forever. And, you know, there's such micro analysis. So they get into all these scenarios. Like, some of the pollsters actually run 10,000 different elections. Mm-hmm. It's like Sports Illustrated does this now when they rank the college basketball teams. They run all these simulated games. Well, you know what? You know, people win on Madden that never win the actual Super Bowl. You have to actually look at what's actually happening. And I think in a lot of these states that they're saying, ooh, you know, Trump's narrowing the gap and this and that, when it comes down to it, all of those that are supposed swing states, almost all of them, and all of them that are looked at right now as toss-ups are going to go to Hillary Clinton. So I know a lot of people are saying, well, we're going to go to bed tomorrow night, not knowing who the next president's going to be. I say that very quickly after the polls close, you'll start seeing, now they're going to take it, you know, they're going to also, the networks, I think, are going to be, you know, play it very safe because they don't want to get into the 2000 election ever again. But I think before you go too bad, you will see a check mark next to the name of Hillary Clinton, the next president of these somewhat united states of America.
I wouldn't call them united.
Ununited.
Okay, well, Blitzer said that. These formerly United States of America.
Well,
so there you have it.
It's interesting you say that, because I think when the FBI announced it was reopening its case, you started to see the momentum shift for him, even though the numbers were still technically in her corner. And now you might be able to argue, and I think you could, that the momentum is now shifting in her favor in this crucial day before the election.
Yes.
And the numbers are still there.
I also think they underpoll minorities. I think they underpoll the youth of America, the younger voters.
Yes, they do.
Thank you.
Well, but they think they can vote through text, right, Fiolina?
Oh, my goodness.
That seems like it makes a lot of sense to me.
That's how she first voted for Ruben when she was 8 on American Idol, I believe.
Well, I think that what you need for that to actually occur is them to show up. And
yes.
I don't know that they will show up. See, to me, and I must take... I must take some quarrel,
of course,
with my dear friend and colleague,
better,
Mr. Richard Roper. I think it's not going to be anywhere near that close. As a matter of fact, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to throw some pretty crazy things your way.
Of course you are.
Okay.
You're you.
Great point.
I can't help myself
right
at this point. I believe he is. Do you have him winning Utah?
Yes.
Okay. He will indeed win Utah. He will indeed win Nevada. He will indeed win Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the real question here is in the upper Midwest. Mm-hmm. Does he, and he needs to, in order to win this thing, he needs to sweep all those Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia. He needs to get New Hampshire. He needs to split Maine. Maine is splittable, and so mm-hmm. is Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. And then he needs Florida.
And he needs Florida. Mm. Now even today they were making Texas pink. Which, by the way, do you know how many? You know how angry it would be, angry making it would be in Texas to go,
goodness,
y'all are pink. That's something an Oklahoman would say that about them.
Ah.
Well, they're trying to say there's a surge of Latino voters.
Even if he doesn't pick off Wisconsin or Michigan, which somehow are in play today, I don't know why. I
can't imagine that.
If he does win Florida and he does win all those other states that are up, he wins 302 to 233, kills her. Again, the same way that she would have killed him in your scenario. I mean, even not quite as bad as you have her destroying him. But even if, and this is where it gets interesting, even if he loses Pennsylvania, which is the one I'm giving him, which I don't think he's, I'm least confident.
Yeah, that would be monumental, I think.
Pennsylvania, the Real Clear Politics rolling averages now has Clinton up by 1.9, so still within the margin of error.
See, they're being sissies there.
280. He still wins
it. It's bigger than that.
282 to 253.
Yeah.
He still wins
wow.
it.
What?
Yep. If Pennsylvania, as long as he gets North Carolina and Virginia and Florida.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's certainly a path. You know, two, three weeks ago, they were saying there was no path for him whatsoever. It's a muddy path that hasn't been paved. It's like one of Rahm's bicycle paths that they haven't yet put down all the pylons yet. But there is a path. But he needs, like, everything has to go perfectly. It's like when you get the huge upset when a fighter who's 10-1 underdog, or when a college football team's a 35-point underdog. You know, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I think, and you know, the thing I've got to remember too, because we're talking about, you know, giveaway, takeaway, even, you know, if you win by 70 electoral votes, it's actually a pretty close race, because if one state went the other way, a 30, you know, or 25 electoral vote state, all of a sudden it's almost a tie. So winning by 50 or 60 electoral college votes is not a big win. It sounds bigger than it is, because we're really talking about one or two states.
It'll be interesting to see the popular vote too, because no matter who wins, you never like to see that two split. Like, it just really, you know, with what or the, what happened with Al Gore, where you had somebody win the popular vote and the other win.
Almost statistically impossible for it to be too far apart. You can't be, I think, more than according to mathematicians who understand this better than I do, about 1.2% differential is the only way, even less than that. It's about 0.8 is the strike number where you would be within the same percentage point and then be able to have an electoral victory over a popular victory, just the way it breaks out across the country.
The real question is, who's Estonia voting for?
Hmm. Well, I don't know if she went to the early poll. There was a long line today, but I did see her. She lives over by the Wabash, by the Wabash and the Wacker there. She's got an apartment. Yeah, she's a great, great gal.
All right, hold on one second. We've got Drunk Violetta coming up. We did the same trick to Violetta we've done to Donald Trump to make him sound drunk.
Okay. Oh, I thought I was getting some shots.
No, Drunk Violetta coming up, but first she's got the sober traffic details.